Is I don't know the truth, but I'll bore you with the facts. You may not grow a beard, my friend, but every soulet has a patch. So listen close to this case. It is a body myth. The acts are covered up with marks, but the name can't be dismissed. I mean, they're linguistically flawless. There was a man, his name Ivan, that's Ivan, I-V-A-N. He walked into an inn one night, his daughter came with him. The place was packed, the clientele were dirty, loud, and drunk. He saddled up against the bar, asking for room with a bunk. His daughter didn't say a word, but beauty speaks even to the deaf. Before too long, a man approached, and he said, "My name is Jeff." That's G-E-O-F-F. I then stepped in between the two. I live with honor, so I travel without hope. It's true, but I want you. I lived once as a gentleman, now my daughter here is cursed. I give my best, I'm true as steel, but expect from her the worst. Love, love, I'm sure you think you feel, or something just as warm. But love from her, it's unstable, it's nuclear, and yet stillborn. Her love, it's like a body that's been twisted, torn, and bent. The love that makes a child scream and ask where daddy went. A love that frees up us to choose and raises up the dead. And dooms us all to suffer for all the things we did. Jeff said, "Your daughter has warmed me off today." And then he took his curse along and went along his way. It was but 15 minutes, then the witnesses all say. His wife bust in and asked about him, but claimed his name was Jay. That's oddly J-Y. So that's this case, but not the crime. She killed them both that night. I mean his wife, not his daughter, though she wasn't that, that's a lie. And it turns out Ivan, or else J-Y-A, had married twice for fun. But to meet his foul, swift end, needed one. I saw reports are wrong.